Dan Mitchinson, US correspondent, with us now. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Heather.
Heard anything from Biden yet?
Well, not yet. I think right now what everybody's trying to do is trying to assess the damage. Actually, CBS was reporting that Iran was denying that there was any kind of airstrike, but we know that that is not true. So I think what the government's going to do is try to determine, okay, what happened? What is the damage? And how are the Iranians going to react? And if there are a lot of lives lost, if there's a lot of blood that's shed in these strikes, I think the Iranians are probably going to feel that they're going to have to do something to respond to Israel. And again, this is not something I think that took us all by surprise. It was a matter of when is this going to happen, not if this is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the phones in Washington must be absolutely running hot right now, right? Everybody's going to be on the phone to everybody trying to get everybody to calm down, right?
Well, they are. I mean, on social media right now, members of Congress are starting to tweet things out. Marco Rubio, a Republican from Florida, he wrote on X that the country's supreme leader is having a, quote, blast today on his birthday, referring to his birthday, which is actually Saturday over there. Rick Scott, who's a GOP senator, said the U.S. stands with Israel. So, again, I think in your part of the world, too, the Australian government, Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, they're urging their citizens in Israel to depart if it's safe to do so. And I think that's what we're going to have governments around the world doing, you know, in the next few hours, if not already.
Right. Dan, have we managed to get a complete jury in the Trump trial?
We do. Isn't that nice? As we kind of wrap up the week, the jury in the first criminal trial of President Trump, in president in U.S. history has been seated. They've got five alternates that will have to be selected tomorrow. They're expected to do that. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it's not, and I find this kind of interesting, it's not going to let the defense know who its first witnesses are because they don't want the former president posting on social media about them. So I think we're going to have a hearing tomorrow over what, which is going to be Friday over here, what prosecutors can say about Trump's legal history. Yeah. That's on the docket. And if everything goes smoothly tomorrow, then we could have opening arguments on Monday and be talking about that as we start the week.
Wow. Okay, cool. Now, what's Elon Musk? What's he up to?
I mean, he announced a short time ago he's launching this signature campaign, and what he's trying to do is bolster the First Amendment against censorship. And he says because there's been this attack on free speech, he's going to fund a national signature campaign. He's been criticizing the new CEO of NPR, National Public Radio, over here, who's faced a backlash for statements about the truth and the First Amendment. And NPR is sort of our government-funded broadcaster here. But honestly, I don't know, Heather, what this is going to accomplish apart from giving Musk more face time and headlines in the news cycle. I'm not sure what he's going to try and get out of this or if he can get anything out of this. I mean, it'd be like a signing almost like a change.org petition for something like this.
I mean, this is branding, isn't it? Is this not just trying to sort of reposition him away from being a really eccentric, bizarre billionaire into being some sort of champion of something that people care about?
I think so. But to tell you the truth, I mean, he's got his fingers in so many pots right now. It's like, just go back to what you were doing and you were doing well. Tesla's had a rough road with its sales right now. It's had to cut its cost of cars. Its profits have gone down. SpaceX has been relatively, you know, successful, but it's had its issues too. And then, of course, he's lost billions and billions of dollars on X on this. So, you know, it's just the guy just feels like he has to be doing something all the time, not just focusing on the things that really made him as successful as he is.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, Dan, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend. Dan Mitchinson, our US correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.